the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539.
Call right now.
Producer Porkchop, probably one of the calmest guys I've ever worked with. I mean, I'm sure deep down he gets really peeved, but he doesn't, like, show his emotion. Me, when I get upset, everybody in the room's like, oh, I hope Joe doesn't throw something and hurt me. Producer Porkchop, though, why are you so mad at me?
Because I had a fantastic weekend. I went out Friday night, Saturday night, like my first time going out in 3 months.
Good for you. That sounds really fun.
And it was really nice of you to invite me over to your house to watch the football game.
Yes. It was a good game. We watched some NFL football over the weekend.
Yeah. So the game was over. I stayed probably, what, another 2 hours at your house?
Yeah. We had to play HQ together.
We played HQ trivia, so that was at 9. And so I think I went home at 9:30, but just before I left, you had said, hey, what are you doing tonight? I was like, I'm really not sure. I want to go out, but I've got to wait and see when my boyfriend gets out of work, which I did tell you. It could be midnight. I said I had to go home, let my dog out. So I did do all that stuff. My friend was with me over the weekend. He had to take a shower. We ate. And at 11:30 p.m., I ordered an Uber and made it downtown by midnight. As soon as I made it downtown, I texted you because you had asked me, what am I doing tonight? So I texted you at midnight and said, hey, just got downtown. Why don't you come on through? No response. Not even the next day.
Well, I saw it.
That's why you need to turn your read receipts on, or your red receipts.
I don't want people to see when I actually read.
Yeah, sketchy, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's the story.
I think I'm the reason. And here, that.
Yeah, it is. And here's the backstory. That voice you hear is my wife, Lindsay, guest co-hosting today. Alex will return tomorrow. Producer Porkchop ended up going downtown. And the buddy he's speaking of, if you've listened to Joe and Alex Show for a little bit, is actually our former producer, producer MYK.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Yeah, he's in town this week. He got in over the weekend and he's hanging out for the next week. So they came over, they watched a football game at my house, which is cool. Good to see him. I haven't seen him in like 6 months since he left the show. And I said, hey, if you guys are going, you know, to hang out later on tonight, let us know, because Lindsay would come along too and I would. And you know what? It's just one of those things where it's like nobody said, like they kind of like, kind of like the basics, like, okay, sure. And then I'm in bed. I just brushed my teeth. I flossed. I got my mouth guard in so I don't grind my teeth. And I got my CPAP machine on. I mean, I am ready for bed. It's like 12 o'clock. I check Instagram one last time before I put my phone down. And I see on the stories, I see you and I see producer MYK, our old producer. I see like, oh, they're hanging out at a bar and there's a band playing and they're singing along to like songs from high school. This looks so fun. And I'm like, oh, well, they obviously didn't want to invite me and Lindsay out because they would have told us that they were there. And then I put my phone down. I wake up the next morning, and it looks like probably 10 minutes or 20 minutes after I did that, a text did come through from producer Porkchop saying, hey, we're downtown. You should come out here. We really want to party with you.
So what happened first? Did you see my story, then you saw my text, or did you see my text, then see the story?
I saw your story, and then I got your text the next day.
Oh, darn. Well,
I mean, you could have texted me, I don't know, maybe if this happened at 12 o'clock or whatever time it did, you could have texted me. Let me see actually real quick, what time did Porkchop do this? Yo, me, M1K and I just made it out to a bar downtown. It's lit, man, you should come. That was at 12:08. I put my phone down around like 12, I think.
And that's when I got there.
Yeah, well, you could have told me, 833-JOE-ALEX, should producer Porkchop be all butthurt? Because now I'm getting butthurt that he's mad at me. He says I blew him off, and he says you shouldn't have blown off your friend that came into town to visit. Listen, if you guys would have told me that you're going out before like 12:08 in the morning, maybe that's cool. Like, shouldn't they have given me a notice like an hour before?
Look, I know what the issue here is. No offense, Joe.
Go ahead.
But who goes to bed before midnight on a Saturday night?
Lots of people go to bed.
Sleepy.
You might be showing your age here, Joe.
No. First of all, I am old as can be. But no, that's not the problem here. The problem is, because honestly, and Lindsay was mad at me. She's like, well, why didn't you tell me that they're there? Because as soon as I saw the Instagram story, you can tell nowadays with social media when somebody doesn't want you somewhere. And that's when I knew. I'm like, okay, Porkchop and MYK, they obviously don't want me to come and hang out with them. Otherwise, they would have done that. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to bet 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539, that the only reason you even text me was a pity text because you're like, oh, crap, Joe saw my Instagram story.
How would I know if you saw it or not?
And you swipe up, you can see you viewed your story.
I'm out drinking. I'm not doing that.
Oh, bullcrap.
Joe, please.
Everybody does that.
Joe, your age is showing. Put it away, please.
Stop.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up on The Garbage, there's a new record for most liked Instagram post. Who dethroned Kylie Jenner? Find out next.